starts now.
The Sports Fanatics on your Christmas list would love a gift from the Locker Room. They carry all the name brands, including Nike, Asics, Easton, Adidas, and Under Armour. They can monogram your gifts, giving them a personal touch. Plus, they have all the area school logos and can screen print all kinds of apparel and sports gear, too. The holidays just got easier with a little help from the Locker Room. Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Mountain Home gets the ball to start the second half. Here is Ben throwing it to Peters on the low block. He's going to go up for the hook shot. Good. Colton Peters with his first field goal of the night. He has 3 points, and that cuts Paragould's lead to single digits. 34-25 is our score. Here's Treese back the other way, going up for the three-pointer. A little strong, no good. Waymire gets the rebound and back on the Bombers. Ben across the timeline. He has it on the right wing. Throws it to Bashirs. Back over to Ben. On the right side. He goes cross court to Peters on the left. Back over to Cruz on the right. He's going into lane for the layup, off the glass and in. Good move by Luke Cruz. He now has 4 points. 34-27 Mountain Home trailing Paragould. 7:10 left in this third quarter. Here is Lloyd with the ball on the right wing, throwing it up top to Davis. Now gives it to Therese, Mountain Home in a man-to-man defense. Over to Sean Barger. He's heading it towards the right elbow. Now kicks it over to Williams on the left wing. Up top to Lloyd. Over on the right side now to Therese. And I'm not sure what – I guess they called a foul there on Peters. That is his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Mountain Home. 6:50 left in the third quarter. As you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home. Therese takes the inbound pass at the right elbow. Throws it to Lloyd. Back over to Therese. Now up top to Sean Barger. Loses the handle for a moment, but gets it back. Now kicks it over to Davis on the left side. He's hanging down into lane for the layup, and he's going to be called for the charge. Nash Davis picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Paragould. Ben Lindsay over there on the Rams sideline did not like the call. The Dell area right beside me saying to the rest, don't put up with it. You know, those are the calls. Someone's always going to be unhappy. Here is Benton with it into the front court. He throws it to Waymire on the low block. He's going up for the layup. A little strong, no good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He puts it back up. He can't get that to go. Waymire goes back up with it off the glass and in. David Waymire, and now Paragould, Coach Ben Lindsay has seen enough. He wants a timeout. We'll take it with him. 6:13 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mountain Home cutting Paragould's lead 34-29. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Well, Mountain Home starting off this third quarter on a 6-0 run as they trail 34-29. With a little over 6 minutes left. Here is Davis into the front court, coming off the Paragould timeout. Ball goes to Lloyd on the low block. Now he dribbles out to the corner, but going back into the paint. Now kicks out to Sean Barger. He thought about pulling up for the jumper. Now kicks out to Davis. This three-pointer, no good. And the rebound controlled by Peters. Back come the Bombers. Peters will walk it across the timeline. Kicks up top to Cruz. Over on the right side now to Bashirs. Goes cross court to Benton. Thought about the three. Now goes cross court to Peters on the right wing. His cross court pass was stolen by Williams, and back comes Paragould. Belk, although that is just temporarily, as Peters is able to come back with a steal of his own. Here's Benton with it. He's thought about the three. Now he's going to go into the paint. Kicks out to Bashirs in the left corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Hunter Beshears with 7 points, and it is a single possession game now. 34-32, Paragould leading it. 5:10 left in the third quarter. Here is Sean Barger kicking it up top to Lloyd. Over to Williams on the right corner. He's going to go up for the jumper. Blocked, but looks like a little contact as well. And two shots are coming up for David Williams. That is on Colton Peters. That is his, that is his fourth personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. So David Williams at the free throw line, where so far he's one of two. First free throw is good. And that stops the 9-0 run that the Bombers had. Peters will have to check out of the game again with four fouls as he's replaced by Luke Dibble. One more free throw opportunity for David Williams to try to make it a two-possession game. Second shot is up and in. He now has 3 points, all from the charity stripe. 36-32, Paragould on top. Benton will walk the ball into the front court. Kicks it over on the right side to Dibble. Back up top to Benton. Over to Beshears on the left. Thought about the three. Now he throws it to Benton on the low block. Gives it to Waymer on the other side of the paint. His layup no good. Gets his own rebound. Can't get the foul to go. Gets another rebound. He puts it back up and in. Well, David Waymer able to use that 6'9 frame to keep everyone else from getting that rebound. And he now has 8 points. 36-34, Paragould on top. 4.5 minutes left. Here's David Williams all going into the lane, and he's going to draw the blocking foul. Looked like Cruz was trying to draw the charge, but they're going to call him for the block. That is Luke Cruz's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the second half. 4:28 left in the third quarter as Davidson bounces to Lloyd on the low block. His shot is blocked, but another foul is going to be called, and looks like two shots are coming up for Caden Lloyd. That is on David Waymire, his third personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. Coach Fulcher on the Mountain Home sideline does not like that call. He's not going to win the argument, though. Caden Lloyd at the free throw line. First free throw is up, no good. He's now one of two from the charity stripe with 10 points. Second shot will not go, in and out. He misses both free throws. Break there for Mountain Home as it stays a two-point game. Here is Benton with it as Mountain Home has a chance to tie or take the lead. Dibble throws up to the top, gives it to Beshears. Over to Benton on the right side. To Dibble in the corner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound control offensively for Ben. He can't get the ball to go. Gets his own rebound once again. And now he's going to dribble out into the corner. Tries to go across courts to Dibble. Ball is knocked away. And last touch by Dibble. And it's going to be Paragould basketball on a turnover. Boy, had a chance there to tie it. But just couldn't get the shot to go. And that just happens sometimes. But you got to get back and play defense. Here's Davis into the front court for the Rams. 2-point lead for Paragould. 3:48 left to play in the third quarter. Lloyd has it on the right side. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. Caden Lloyd with 12 points. 38-34, Paragould on top. A little over 3.5 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Here is Benton with it on the right side. Goes cross court to Cruz in the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Now kicks up top to Ben. Thought about the three. Now loses the handle of the ball. Gets it back, though. Gives it to Beshears on the left side. He's going into the lane. He's going to draw contact well before any pass there. And Mountain Home's going to inbound the ball on the baseline. That foul is on Jonah Treese. His third personal foul. Team foul number two in the second half against Paragould. Treese will have to sit down with his third foul as he's replaced by Nathan Lear. 3:18 left in the third quarter. Beshears will inbound it on the baseline. He gets into Benton on the right corner, down to Waymire on the low block. He's going to go up for the layup, off the glass and in. David Waymire with 10 points, 38-36. Paragould leading just by a deuce. Here is Sean Barger kicking it to Lloyd on the left side. He's going into the lane. He's going to go try to muscle his way in for the leaning jumper. Good. That's a good, powerful move there by Caden Lloyd. He now has 14 points, 40-36, two-possession game. Paragould with the lead. Cruz with the ball on the left wing. He's going into the lane. Now kicks it out to Dibble. Now he's heading into the paint, and he's going to draw a little contact on the floor, and Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline. Nathan Lear picks up his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Rams here in the second half. 2:41 left in the third quarter. Beshears inbounds it to Cruz on the low block. He's going into the lane for a layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. And that is once again on Nathan Lear. That's his third personal foul, team foul number four against Paragould. So two shots coming up for Luke Cruz. He is 0-1 from the free throw line so far. Make it 1-of-2 as he sinks this free throw. He now has 5 points. It's one possession game once again, and he can make it a two-point game with the second free throw, and does. He now has 6. 40-38, Paragould on top, a little over 2.5 minutes left in this third quarter. Here's Sean Barger with it. And, whoa. I believe a foul away from the ball. Yep. Looks like they called Nash Davis for an illegal screen. That is his second personal foul, team foul number 5. Against Paragould. 2:31 left in the third quarter as Mountain Home gets it back with a chance, another chance to tie or take the lead as they trail 40-38. Here is Benton into the front court, throws it to Bashirs on the right side, up top to Cruz, over to Benton on the left. Goes cross court to Bashirs. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left wing, no good. Offensive rebound for Benton. He would have gone back up with it if he could have kept his footing, but instead he kicks it back out to Cruz. Now to Dibble. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the long rebound controlled by Lear, and back comes Paragould. Oh, man, they're having their chances and just can't get the shots to fall at the moment. Here is Lloyd with the ball, throwing it to Sean Barger on the right wing. 1:55 left in the third quarter. Sean Barger looking for somewhere to go with it. Gives it to Williams. He's going to go up into the paint for the jumper. No good. And the rebound controlled by Waymire. Back comes Mountain Home with another chance to tie or possibly take the lead. 1:40 left in the third quarter. Again, 40-38, Paragould with the advantage. Here's Benton with the ball on the left side. Now kicks over to Dibble on the right wing. Gives it to Waymire in the paint. His layup, a little strong, no good. And the rebound controlled by Sean Barger. And back comes Paragould. Nash Davis quickly in the front court. He has the ball on the left wing. Gives it to Lloyd near the elbow. Now he goes out to the wing. Gives it up to Davis between the circles. Back over to Lloyd. He's going to head towards the lane. Picks up his dribble. Now gives it to Davis. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he dribbles towards the right elbow. Kicks over to Lloyd. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the left side. It rolls around and goes in. Boy, Caden Lloyd with 17 points. 56 seconds left. It is a five-point lead for Paragould. 43-38 is our score. Here's Benton with it into the front court. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Waymire near the free throw line. He's going into the lane for the layup off the glass and in. Well, David Waymire with 12 points, 8 of those coming here in the third quarter alone. 43-40, Paragould leading it. 35 seconds left. Here is Lear with it on the right wing. He's going into the lane, going up for the layup. Rolls around, no good. And the rebound controlled by Dibble, and back come the Bombers. 25 seconds left in the third quarter. Here is Bashirs with it, and looks like Mountain Home's going to hold for the last shot of the quarter. Bashirs gives it up to Ben. He has it very near the half-court stripe. 12 seconds. Ben picks up his dribble on the left, and now Mountain Home's going to call a timeout. We'll take it with him. 9.1 seconds left to play in the third quarter. It is Paragould on top, 43-40. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
I'm Dr. Lucas Bradley, specializing in neurosurgery at BRMC's new Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. I wanted to be a part of this community where I see the best of big city medical care happening right here at home. Now it will no longer be necessary to travel long distances for treatment and management of neurosurgical issues such as brain or spinal tumors, degenerative spine disease, aneurysms, or epilepsy, to name just a few. Call the Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic at 870-508-7080.
Shazam! Are you worried about unauthorized transactions on your debit card? Well, you can bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank. Introducing Shazam Bolt, the app that gives you access to balance information from your mobile device or computer.
Golly!
With the Shazam Bolt app, you can receive an alert via text or email immediately after a debit card transaction. If the card was not used by you, you can temporarily block your debit card instantly.
Shazam!
Take control and bank on peace of mind with Integrity First Bank, member FDIC.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Mountain Home has definitely outplayed Paragould in this third quarter, if it hadn't been for the good play of Caden Lloyd, the Bombers might have the lead on the Rams. Right now it is Paragould on top, 43-40 with 9.1 seconds left of the third quarter. Benton takes the inbound pass, 6 seconds left, drills to the right side, now down to the corner. Picks up dribble, gives it to Waymire on the low block. His layup, no good. Tries to go up for the follow-up. He couldn't get it to go. Are they going to say that was shot attempt was before or after the buzzer? If they're saying it's after before the buzzer, David Waymire might be going to the free throw line because he drew some contact on the follow-up. They're going to say that shot attempt was before the buzzer, and David Waymire is going to be at the free throw line. Mountain might have gotten a break on that one. So before we break, David Waymire will shoot a pair of free throws. No one around the lane. We'll see who they call that foul on. Luke Cruz will check back in when we. And now, I tell you, Ben Lindsay is not liking the call. Still don't know who they're calling the foul on. Okay, they're going to call on Derek Schoenbarger. That's his second personal foul. As team foul number six against Paragould. And the next foul will put Mountain Home in the bonus. So David Waymire at the free throw line. And I believe did he get both of those free throws? He got one of two. So David Waymire got one of two on that. And that will cut Paragould's lead to two. And we'll take a break, come back, and get the fourth quarter started in just a moment. It is Paragould on top, 43-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud.